Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Hi. Welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. And man, we're going to get it cracking. We're going to do a part three of the greatest sports legends of East St. Louis Senior High, Lincoln Senior High, and all the junior high schools in the East St. Louis School District of 189. We're going to do a part three because, man, I didn't mention a lot of the sports stars and some of the most notable ones of our time in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, some of them. And let me start off with a couple of the coaches that I missed out on. And let me make a correction also with Coach Leland Seabury Sr. He also was the coach of SCC, State Community College. And I do believe he won a couple of championships with the State Community College, Coach Leland Seabury Sr. Let me also mention Leland Seabury Jr. Yes, he was a fine basketball player for the Martin Luther King Cobras, and he also starred for the Lincoln Senior High School. And he was a very, very good basketball player. I do believe he played small forward. And we call him Lele in East St. Louis. And he was a very, very good basketball player. And he turned out to be a very, very good administrator in East St. Louis School District 189. So let me get that straight, Mr. Leland Seabury. And some of the other notable coaches that I didn't mention were Coach Cornelius Perry. Coach Perry was one of the very finest coaches that East St. Louis has ever seen. Coach Cornelius Perry won several Southwestern Conference championships. That was before, you know, they had state championships. He probably would have been notably won several if they had state championships. By the time they did have state championships, Coach Perry did take the 1975 team, which featured Maurice Tolson, Brian Leonard, and Eugene Bird and several others. Chick, you know, Stanley Braggs, a lot of those guys, they were on that team. Coach Perry took them to state. And so I have to give Coach Perry, Coach Jimmy Lewis was a fine coach. He was the defensive coordinator on that state team. He also was the head track and field coach, and he won several state championships for the East St. Louis Flyers. So we want to give Coach Jimmy Lewis a salute. He was a very, very good coach, one of the best coaches in East St. Louis. Also, Coach Scobie. If you all remember Coach Scobie was a very, very good coach. He also won state championships at East St. Louis Senior High School. And we're going to mention one of the greatest all time. And this man is in the Hall of Fame, Illinois State Hall of Fame. I failed to mention him, and that is the great Benny Lewis Sr. No words. I mean, he's been given accolades all over the country, all over the state. Mr. Benny Lewis Sr. is one of the greatest coaches of all time. He had those incredible runs at East St. Louis Lincoln. He had some of the best players. He also coached East St. Louis Senior High School. What can you say? What can you say? A man of class. Him and his wife, Miss Rowena Lewis, who was also an administrator. She started off as a teacher, became an administrator, and she supported all of those teams. So we must take our hat off to Mr. Lewis and Mrs. Lewis. They are the class acts. And let's get it straight, man. They, man, what can you say? Well, that hasn't been said about those two and their children. They're all just great ambassadors for East St. Louis. So I want to take my hat off to all those coaches that I just named. And we're going to also give Coach Gold three. He was a very, very good coach. Coach Robertson, James Pete Robertson, Coach Roosevelt Morris. They were all good coaches. Coach Wilson, who coached the cross country and the track teams. What can I say? And last but not least, maybe I probably think of a couple of more before we get through, because there was also Coach Pick Daner, who came before Coach Nunn, before Coach Coy Nunn at East St. Louis Senior High School. Those guys were very, very class acts. They all deserve a shout out here on the podcast here. And there's also a female coach at East St. Louis Senior High School. She won several track and field state titles, and I can't think of her name right about now, but I still want to mention her. So you all, you know who I'm talking about. I can't think of her name. So if any of you all know who I'm talking about, she was the female coach at East St. Louis Senior High School. She won several state championships. All of those coaches, we want to tip our hats and we want to remember those coaches, Coach Perry, Coach Wilson, Coach Gold three, Coach Lewis, Coach Scobie, Coach Seabury, Coach Morris, all of those coaches need to get their, you know, get their just due here on Vintage Sports Internet News. Now, let me give a shout out to some of the players that I had to do a part three on. And that would be the electric, the indisputable, the world's greatest running back. And I'm prejudiced because he was my teammate, but that would be the Mr. Terry Hill. Terry Hill was just a fabulous, fabulous running back. He had people blocking for him like Aaron Johnson and Selwyn Harris. Those guys opened up holes for him. I can't think of a couple of the other guys' name. Byron Howard. Those guys opened up some holes for him. And Terry Hill gained so many yards. He used to gain 300, 350, 420 yards a game. And so let's give him a shout out, Terry Hill. And let's also give a shout out to East St. Louis's Lincoln, fabulous duo, sister and brother, the best that East St. Louis has ever seen, the greatest of all time. I don't care what century you put her in. You can put her in the 17th, 18th, 19th. The 20th, the 21st century. I'm talking about the fabulous Jackie Joyner Kersee, the greatest female athlete of all time. And she may be the greatest athlete of all time, arguably. But Jackie Joyner Kersee could have been a professional basketball player, but she put all her concentration into track and field. So we want to give Miss Jackie Joyner Kersee a big shout out, and also her brother, Al Joyner, a big shout out, because he was a long jumper and a triple jumper. And he also ran the hurdles. And I do believe he ran the relays when he was at Lincoln Senior High School. So we want to give a big shout out to the siblings of Jackie Joyner Kersee and Al Joyner. They were some terrific athletes, none better, coming out of the East St. Louis neighborhood. And yeah, they played basketball. They ran track. They did it all. And also coming out of Lincoln Senior High School was a young lady named Barbara Gilmore. Barbara Gilmore, what can you say about her? She played on the same team as Jackie Joyner. And without Barbara Gilmore, man, they were balling. Do you hear me? So I want to give a shout out because I forgot to name Barbara Gilmore, and she was a baller. She was a straight baller. And let's also give a shout out to Carlos Hood and Cortez Hood. Now, I'm thinking that I think his name was Carlos Hood. It's been 40 years, you guys, but I believe he went to Fisk University. He played tennis, and I do believe he was nationally known. He won a championship at Fisk University. So we want to give a shout out to some of these great, great players. And also, I forgot to mention the great Nino Fanoy. How could you forget the great, great Nino Fanoy and also Coach Manley? It's only been 40 years, guys. But the great Nino Fanoy, who his coaching career spanned it probably over 50 years. And he only won championships. He only won championships. He could have coached anywhere in the country, but he chose to stay at East St. Louis Lincoln. And I do believe he went on over to East St. Louis Senior High School, where he also had the opportunity, I think, to coach Don Harper Nelson, I do believe. And Coach Manley, who was also a very, very, very good coach. You all just remember him as being an administrator and athletic director, but he was a coach first. So we want to give a shout out to Coach Manley. He was a very, very fine coach. He was dedicated to his craft, and we want to give a shout out. Now, I want to give a very, very special welcome and a very, very, very thank you. I know I sound like I'm repeating myself because I miss these people, but I want to give a very shout out to Bob Shannon, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Coach Bob Shannon won state championships for the East St. Louis Flyers. He probably could have went on to coach in college, probably could have went on and coached in any professional ranks. And he delivered some of the greatest players of the times that I'm mentioning. So we want to give Coach Bob Shannon his flowers also, because Coach Bob Shannon probably could still coach today. Some of these coaches today still haven't caught up to Coach Shannon's football mind. So let's give Coach Bob Shannon his flowers. Thank you, Coach, all of you coaches, for your greatest, great, you invested in a lot of us, and we want to thank you. Somebody else on the list here who a lot of people, it seems that, you know, sometimes it's went by and we have forgotten about a lot of these people. But I'm going to tell you, this guy, next guy on the list was pure dynamite. His name was Tommy Davis at Assumption High School. Tommy Davis was the Terry Hill of Assumption. This guy would juke you out your shoes. He was a great football player. He came after my man on the next list was Eric Wright. Eric Wright was a 49er. Some people think that he should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. If I were voting, I probably would say, yeah. Because Eric was dynamite, man. He was not only a defender, but he was a hitter. So Eric Wright, we're giving you your shout out. Another Assumption pioneer on the list. We have several. Bobby Johnson, who played for the New York Giants. And Bobby Johnson was electric. And he caught that ball from Phil Sims. And I was, again, jumping up in my living room when he caught them touchdowns. Eon Stanback, a basketball player at Assumption High School. very good ball player, man. And a lot of people have forgot about Ian Stanback, but he was a good ball player, and he was one of our greats. Jerome Heavens, Heisman Trophy candidate from Notre Dame, another Assumption pioneer. Let's give him his credit, man. That's Jimmy Heavens' brother. So they had a good tandem there. Jimmy Heavens at Eastside, Jerome Heavens at Assumption. Both of those guys were terrific athletes. And I do believe they came from, what is that? The Boys Club. Yeah, I think they were one of the Boys Club people. So, and we also want to give a shout out to my man, Craig Washington. Craig Washington was a cross country and track standout in the 70s with the East St. Louis Flyers. He was one of the champions over there. And again, another argument here is my man, Chris Moore. A lot of people say Chris Moore might be the best running back in East St. Louis history. That's arguable. He was a bad, bad man. Chris Moore, man, when you look at his highlights, he could do it, buddy. He could do it. So let's give a shout out to my man, Chris Moore. And a lot of you guys don't remember this guy, but he was a total athlete. I don't remember his first name, but his last name was McCoy. We call him Rootin' Tootin'. Rootin' Tootin' was a bad man. Rootin' Tootin' could play any sport you wanted him to play. And I'm talking about he could play it dynamically. But Rootin' Tootin' was the best basketball player, probably in Washington Park, Edgemont. He played everywhere. He was a bad dude, and he had brothers that could play. So, yes, let's give a shout out to my man Rootin' Tootin'. Then we have my man Reggie Dabbs from Lansdowne. Reggie Dabbs was an all-around player, man. He could play any sport you wanted to play. So we're going to give all of these people a shout out, and I'm going to just start naming people because, like I said, we don't want to run out of time too much, but I'm going to give them their flowers. Okay, we're going to go with Bill Merriweather. He was a running back, East St. Louis Flyers. And I was told that I never saw Bill play, but I heard some of the people that went to Eastside during the 70s, and they said Bill was electric. Bill Merriweather, and he had a brother that played defense that also played for Orange Crush. And I can't remember his first name, but he was a beast. And that was a Big Merriweather. And he also had a sister that played bat catcher for the East St. Louis Flyers. Her name was Glenda Merriweather, and she could hit that ball, man. Glenda was a very good bat catcher, and she would tell you, I hit nothing but home runs. And she wasn't far from the truth because I saw her play, and she played on one of my softball teams, and she was the truth. She hit home runs. So let's give him a shout out. And I got to give my man Byron Howard his flowers because Byron Howard was the center during the 75-76 team. And he was really a beast at that center. He went on to play at Kansas University, Byron Howard. Paul Buffarilla Moore. Paul Moore was a bad dude that played at Clark Cardinals, and he went on to play at East St. Louis Senior High School. Then we had David Little Dog McCall. David Little Dog McCall, yeah, he was a bad little dude, man. He was a little guy on the offensive line, and yeah, he was pretty good. And he played at Eastside. Tyra Suggs. Tyra Suggs was an outfielder for the Eastside Flyers, East St. Louis. And he had a tryout with the Montreal Expos. So Tyra Suggs, you get your flowers, baby. You deserve it. Vincent Allen, track man. Vincent Allen. How could I miss Vincent Allen? We had to do a part three, guys, because these guys deserve it. Vincent Allen, I do believe he high jumped about 6'10", something around in there. And he only stood about 5'10", 5'11", maybe. And yeah, Vincent Allen, one of the greatest athletes to ever play. He played football. And I do believe he played at the University of Wisconsin. So we want to give him his flowers. And he now coaches in high school in the state of Illinois. So Vincent Allen, you get your flowers, baby. Jerry Fisher. Jerry Fisher was a defensive end at East St. Louis Senior High School, and he had a brother, Stanley Fisher. They both were pretty good athletes. They both played for East St. Louis Senior High School. And how could I forget my man, DeMarco Martin? DeMarco Martin was a high-flying guard at East St. Louis Senior High School. Before they could dunk, he was dunking. He was a high-flying guard at East St. Louis Senior High School. And another guy, Bernard Wynn. Bernard Wynn was a track man at East St. Louis Senior High School, and he needs to get his flowers. Steve Heitz. Steve Heitz was a running back at King, and he went on later to play at Lincoln. Juan Brown. Juan Brown played on the, I think he was on the 1979-1980 state championship team. And Juan Brown was the guy that was doing a lot of hitting. And he had a little brother that was bigger than him, and they both were hitters. And Julian Brown is the guy I'm talking about. He played at the University of Illinois, and I do believe he wore the number 60 at the University of Illinois. So yeah, let's give Julian Brown his flowers. He became a fireman in East St. Louis. So yeah, Julian Brown, and he had a brother, Dion Miller, who also played at Lansdowne Junior High School. So they had a family of football players. That's Juan Brown, Julian Brown, and Dion Miller. So let's move on up to Benny Lewis Jr. What can we say about Benny Lewis Jr. that hasn't been said? What can we say that hasn't been said? The guy was just fantastic. I remember one time I saw him in 3V, and I saw him shake everybody on the court. That was the first time I saw him go between the legs from the back. You know, you always saw people come from the front, but he went down court and slammed on everybody. And this was when Dean Harris, the great Dean Harris, Hank Harris's brother, Tree Harris's son, was in attendance at the 3V. Dean was putting on a show, but Benny Lewis Jr. stole the show. I'm telling you, I was there. Benny Lewis put on a show, man, and I knew from that day forward that Benny Lewis was going to be something to be reckoned with. And I do believe Benny was just going, I think he was just going to Lincoln High School at the time. So yeah, Benny Lewis was an all-around basketball player. He played for Lincoln High School. He later on went to Tennessee State. He played, I think, a little bit at SIU Edwardsville, but he made his mark in Australia, playing professionally in Australia. And I was told that, and I saw some clippings of him in Australia, and man, was he dynamite. So, I mean, he was a bad dude over there at Lincoln. And then we're going to talk about Melvin and James White, because a lot of you guys don't know, people like Benny Lewis Jr. looked up to people like Melvin and James White. So that's saying a lot, man. Melvin and James White was the real deal. And if you don't think I'm saying something, ask Benny Lewis Jr. because you know he was the real deal. So yeah, Melvin and James White, you get your flowers, man. But there were two guys at East St. Louis Senior High School that nobody knows about but the people that played with them. They weren't starters, but every time they touched the ball, it was a touchdown almost. I'm talking about a guy named Al Gordon and a guy named Jinx Guyton. And the people that played with them know what I'm talking about. Those guys would come in on the kickoff or on a punt return, and I'm telling you, man, they were electric. Do you hear me? When they touched the ball, it was 6 points most of the time. Al Gordon would run that ball, man. You would think that guy was a junior pro, man. So I'm going to give them their shout out because, I mean, who could start in front of Terry Hill? I mean, just keep it real. But Al Gordon, Man, he was the real deal, man. And Jinx Guyton was electric. Another guy that needs to get his flowers is Barry Cox, because Barry Cox not only played basketball for East St. Louis Senior High School, but he also played defensive tackle for East St. Louis Senior High School, and he was good at both. So we want to give a shout out to my man, Barry Cox. I don't know if I mentioned Sheila Ware, but she gets her flowers. Sheila Ware was a track star. She was very, very good. And she was not only good, Sheila Ware was a dynamite. And two people that deserve to be mentioned here, because they were professionals, and I missed them yesterday. That's the great Eugene Bird. Eugene Bird played for East St. Louis Senior High School. He was a wide receiver, and he was the main contact for my man Maurice Tolson. Eugene Bird also played for Michigan State, and he went on to play for the Miami Dolphins. A little tidbit here. One day, Brett Bradford and myself, we were in Los Angeles, California, playing basketball. True story here. Playing basketball on a basketball court, and we look up, and who do we see? Eugene Bird. And we're playing football at Eastside at the time. We were juniors at the time, playing football at Eastside. And Eugene Bird walks up in Los Angeles, California, on a basketball court. And we knew who he was because, I mean, he's the great Eugene Bird, you know, and playing at Michigan State. And we thinking we're nobodies, you know, we're just trying to get our name here at Eastside. And we were like looking at him like in awe, you know, like stunned. And we're walking up to him and we're going, "Hey, man, Eugene, it's us, man. We play for Eastside," you know. And he looked at us. He said, "I know who you are." And we say, "You know who we are?" You know, we were so happy to just know that he knew we were from East St. Louis, period. You know, not only did he know that we played for Eastside, because he said, you guys play for Eastside. I know who you are. And we were just happy to know that Eugene knew who we were, man. And so just a little tidbit that Eugene Bird, one of the greatest wide receivers in the history of East St. Louis Senior High School, knew who we were. So a shout out to my man, Eugene Bird, and another shout out to one of the greatest, fastest guys to ever suit up in the orange and blue. And that's my man, Kerry Glenn. My man, Kerry Glenn, we go all the way back. I don't know if he wants me to say it because I'm running out of time, but we go all the way back to Alta Sida Elementary School. His brother and I, John Glenn, were very, very good friends. We used to play on the playground together, wrestle with each other. And, I got to give a shout out to my man, John Glenn too, but Kerry Glenn, man, you made us so proud. He was a Miami Dolphin. He played defensive back for the East St. Louis Flyers. I forget where he played, college ball at, But yeah, Kerry Glenn was one of the best professionals to ever grace the field. So, and he was a speedster and he could jump. So let's get that settled right now. Another guy that I want to mention is a guy we call Darry. I don't remember Darry's last name, but Darry was a speedster on the track team. So Darry, you get your shout out. Another guy that I'm going to mention here, and I'm going to mention him because he's not one of the oldies. He's not one of the oldies. I'm sorry. Yes, he is. He's one of the oldies. But I didn't mention him when I should have mentioned him, because I mentioned Leonard Luck Nelson for the Lincoln Tigers. But he had two brothers that were also basketball players, and I failed to mention them. And one of them was Alonzo Nelson. Very, very good basketball player. And he played at King and at Lincoln. And see, you all only know him as an administrator, you youngsters. You just know him as an administrator and you think he's just this professional guy, but man, could he play basketball. All three of his brothers, they could play basketball. Now, I'm about to run out of time because Anchor only gives you 30 minutes. So I'm going to have to cut it a little short and then I'll continue with the second half of this podcast in just a moment. So thank you for listening and we'll be back in a moment. And we're back. We're going to do part two of part three. And we stopped off with my man, Alonzo Nelson, and we're going to continue with another guy who played at East St. Louis Senior High School, a very good running back. His name was Condola Jackson. Condola Jackson was a slippery, slidey, juke you out your shoes running back. He played at East St. Louis Senior High School. He played at King Junior High School. If you keep up with King Junior High School, you know that they were fantastic, and Condola was one of those running backs who was part of that machine. Also from King Junior High School, and they went to Lincoln Senior High School, was the Sims brothers, Clint Sims and Boo Boo Sims. Now, I don't remember what Boo Boo's real name is, his first name is, but we all know him as Boo Boo Sims. Now, Clint Sims, let me tell you, man, Clint could do it all. Clint played running back. He could play flanker. He could play defensive back. And I do believe he went to the University of Wisconsin as a, I want to say he was a safety. But Clint was dynamic, and he would lay the boom on you. Yeah, Clint Sims was a very good defensive back. He played at the University of Wisconsin, as I said, and his brother Boo Boo Sims also played at Lincoln, and he also came from King, and I believe he played at Iowa. But they both had their opportunities to play professionally. I want to say Boo Boo had a chance to play for the St. Louis Cardinals football team. They were both very good football players. And they come from the Virginia Park area over there where Coach Marion Stallings, Lumbia Tolliver, and George Slack, and Hank Harris and Dean Harris and those guys. So they were schooled very, very well, and they were very good football players. So let's give a shout out to my man Clint Sims and Boo Boo Sims. Next on the list is LaFonso Ellis, the great LaFonso. Lincoln's very own man. What can you say? He does the broadcasting now for ESPN, and LaFonso was a dunking machine. He took the Benny Lewis and their squad, T-Row and all of those guys to state championship. And he was, what can you say? He played at Notre Dame. He also played professionally. I think he played for the Denver Nuggets, and can't think of the other teams that LaFonso played for, but he had a very illustrious career in the professional ranks. And let's round it off with my man, Conzo Martin. Conzo Martin was also a good basketball player at Lincoln Senior High School. He also starred at Purdue University, and he played some professionally as well. But a lot of you youngsters only know Conzo as the head coach of the Missouri Tigers. So Conzo Martin was a very good basketball player, took his team to some state titles as well. And I mentioned earlier, John Glenn, we called him Zuma. Yeah, John Glenn was a state wrestling champion. And he was a good wrestler, man. He was a little bitty guy. I don't know what his weight was. I want to say about 110 or something like that. Maybe 118, 119, somewhere in there. But John Glenn was a very good wrestler, and that was Kerry Glenn's brother. So that tells you that they both were very good athletes. And so we want to give John Glenn his flowers also. And he had a counterpart, Demetrius Davenport. They were good wrestlers at East St. Louis Senior High School. And two good baseball players that I remember back in the day. You might remember them. Some of the Lincoln Tigers will remember my man, Timothy German. Timothy German was a real good baseball player. He played with Ricky Lewis and those guys, and he was a real good baseball player. And another good baseball player, I'm talking about excellent baseball player, was my man Mike Harrison. Mike Harrison was a good baseball player. I do believe he went to the Assumption. Yeah, Mike Harrison. He was a good, and he later on became an official. Yeah, he later on became an official. He was a referee. And so a lot of you guys who were out there playing football and running up and down the field, and you saw that guy and he was throwing the flags on you, he knew what he was doing. He was out there at one time. And let's give him a shout out. And let's give the Vaughn brothers, Bo Vaughn, I forgot his brother's name, but yeah, those guys were excellent basketball players. One went to Lincoln and one went to Eastside, and they both could ball out, both of them. They were both guards. So let's give the Vaughn brothers, Bo Vaughn and his brother, a shout out. Let's give William Webb, who played at Eastside on the 1975 team. I guess we give him a lot of 1975 because they were a state team. They were pretty good. So William Webb, he was about 6'5", I believe. He was pretty good. And let's give Ted Savage. Ted Savage, he played in the 60s for the St. Louis Cardinals. Ted Savage, he runs a golf tournament now. He does a lot of things for the St. Louis Cardinals. And he's from East St. Louis. So let's give Ted Savage his props. And this guy here, I forget his first name, but he's part of the Adams. We call him Tot. But Tot Adams was a baseball player and a wrestler for Lincoln Senior High School. And Tot was a very, very good pitcher. And he also played for Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. So we want to give Tot his flowers. And he had some sons, Eddie Adams, who also played for East St. Louis, and he had another son that coached at East St. Louis. I forget his name, but he was a very good coach. So if you know Coach Adams, he coaches in middle school and elementary school. And if you know Coach Adams, you know who I'm talking about. There's another guy that played at Lincoln. We call him Tuffy Lemons. Tuffy Lemons, I forget his first name, but we want to give Tuffy a shout out. Tuffy was a very good ball player, and I guess so. If you got a name, they call you Tuffy. So we want to give him a shout out. He played at Lincoln. He played football. And next on the list is my man, Paul Ferguson. Paul Ferguson played basketball at King Junior High School. Paul Ferguson was as smooth as they come, man. He was very good. And we want to give him his shout out. The next guy on my list is Sam Armstead. Sam Armstead was a baseball player at East St. Louis Senior High School. And he's from Centerville, Illinois. So he played on those teams in Centerville. I want to say he played for the Expos, but I'm not sure. The Centerville Expos, but I'm not sure. But and with Tyra Suggs and them guys. But he did play for East St. Louis Senior High School. And Sam Armstead has a son that plays in the NFL. His name is Teron Armstead, and he now plays for the Miami Dolphins, number 72. So Sam Armstead, you get a shout out, man. You're a very good guy. You always were a good, good ball player. Kevin Robinson Sr. played for East St. Louis Senior High School, third baseman, pitcher, and boy, could he play. He was a very good third baseman. And next on the list is Homer Bush. Homer Bush, we call him HG. Homer Bush was a professional baseball player, played at East St. Louis Senior High School. He played shortstop and second base for the New York Yankees. And Homer Bush was a very good ball player. He was a good hitter. He batted over 300 most of his career. until his, you know, he had injuries as a young player. And I think he had a hip injury that kind of made his seasons go short. You know, his career goes short. So Homer Bush, HG, my man, that's Dozier's brother. Dozier played at Grambling. Excuse me. His brother Dozier played at Grambling. And he was a good outfielder for Eastside and Grambling State. I forget Dozier's first name, so forgive me on that. And then we're going to give a shout out to my girl Dawn Harper Nelson and her husband Alonzo Nelson. I know they're not back in the day. I know they're pretty modern, but I still had to give them a shout out. I had to give them a shout out because they were so good. Alonzo Nelson Jr. was an excellent quarterback. He was an excellent track man in the hurdles. And Dawn Harper Nelson, I don't have to say anything, Olympian. I don't have to say anymore. Okay, Arthur Johnson, the boxer. Arthur Johnson, how could I forget him? I had to do a part three. Arthur Johnson was an Olympian. He was a boxer who was just world champion. I forget how many belts he had, but Arthur Johnson was the man. He had that speed. He would just annihilate his opponents with that speed, and he would outsmart them. If you really watch him, he would outsmart them. And Arthur Johnson, he's doing real big things in East St. Louis. I think he has if he still has a boxing center in East St. Louis, where he mentors young youth in East St. Louis. So support my man Arthur Johnson and help him out. And also the City of Champions TV. Please, you all, donate to the City of Champions TV and Nikki Cannon. Give him your support, even if it's only $5, man. We got $5. And I want to send him $100, but I don't have Cash App. So if anybody knows that address that I could send it to him, please give it to me, because I want to donate to City of Champions TV. So help Arthur Johnson out, because he's trying to help the city of East St. Louis. Next on my list is my man, James Harris. Big James Harris came from Lincoln Senior High School. Man, the man played basketball for Lincoln. He also played football. And he played professionally for the St. Louis Rams. So we have a lot of people from the East St. Louis area who represented in a very good way. James Harris was defensive end for the Rams. And man, when I used to watch him, man, I used to be like, that's my man, because he was a sack master. My man, James Harris. And another one of these guys on here is not from the 60s or 70s or 80s, but I had to mention him just because he was just so good. These next three, and that's Terry Hawthorne. We call him the Black Cat. Just so good, man. I had to mention him. I'm sorry, Terry Hawthorne. I know you're not one of the older guys, but now you're coaching on the Flyer staff, so that makes you an older guy. Terry Hawthorne, the Black Cat. Also on the list here. Sorry about that. That's my phone going off. Sorry about that. And also, not only is Terry Hawthorne on the list, but my man Jeremiah Tillman. Jeremiah Tillman is still playing basketball. He's playing professionally I think he was with the Orlando Magic, but now I think he's playing overseas. So let's give a shout out to my man Jeremiah Tillman. My man Terry Beckner, who also played at the University of Missouri. He came from the East St. Louis Senior High School Flyers. Terry Beckner played, I think he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a short period of time. So we want to give my man Terry Beckner a shout out. And my man Trayvor William Sims. I know I'm chopping up your name. Trayvor Wallace Sims. I think he played at the University of Alabama. He's now playing professionally. I'm not sure what team he's playing for, but I had to give those guys a shout out because they are from East St. Louis, and I know they're still young, but I just had to give them a shout out. Now let's get back to the old guys. How about my man, that played football for East St. Louis Senior High School, Damian Nash. How have you all remember my man Damian Nash? Played for the Denver Broncos. And yeah, he was a running back. May he rest in peace. He was a bad, bad dude. Damian Nash. And my man Dennis Stallings. How could I forget Dennis Stallings, man? He was a linebacker. Yeah, Tennessee Titans. Hit you like a freight train, but he played tight end and linebacker for the East St. Louis Flyers, and he would catch that ball, and yeah, I thought he was going to be an offensive guy, but he was a defensive man, Dennis Stallings. And let's mention my man Darius Miles. Darius Miles, man, the first guy from East St. Louis picked out of high school to go to the pros with the well, he was picked to go to, L.A. Clippers, and he played with L.A. Clippers, and he played with LeBron in Cleveland. So Darius Miles, and he does a podcast now with his guy. What is the guy name? I can't think of it, from Chicago, and he does the Orlando Magic broadcasting. Quentin Richardson, yeah. How could I watched the show. How could I not? I watched the podcast. But yeah, Darius Miles, and they do the podcast. So check Darius Miles out on his podcast, man. He's doing some big things, and he showcases some of the talent in the high school basketball. So yeah, Darius Miles. And then we got my man Elando Reeves. We call him Big 40. But Elando Reeves, he played football for East St. Louis Senior High School. He was a very good defensive tackle. So we want to give my man Big 40 his shout out. He was a very good defensive tackle, man, and he would play his butt off. So let's give him a shout out. Now, these two guys on here, I don't know how I missed them, but they were brothers. And that's Carlos Ward and Cartez Ward. So some of you old guys, I know you all are shouting at me right now like, yeah, man, you miss him. Yeah, Carlos Ward and Cartez Ward. They were football players at East St. Louis Senior High School, and one of them played at Pittsburgh. I think that was, I'm not going to say which one it was because I've forgotten. But he was a running back, and he played at Pittsburgh. And good dude, man, good dude. And another guy I want to name on here, he was a linebacker. I wore his number. He was Calvin Wicks Jr. Yeah, Calvin Wicks Jr. He was a good dude, man. I think he's a doctor now. So let's give him a shout out. He was a good ball player at East St. Louis Senior High School. And let's give my man Arthur May, Coach Arthur May, a shout out. I almost forgot about him. I just thought about Coach Arthur May. He was the baseball coach, athletic director at East St. Louis Senior High School. And yeah, let's give Arthur May his shout out, man. And so we're going to just go down the line here real quick and name some of these other guys. There was a guy at East St. Louis running track. His name was Macon, Ellis Macon. Man, could he run. Man, could Ellis Macon run. So some of you guys that ran at King, you know who I'm talking about. Now I'm going to give this other guy his shout out because he deserves a shout. And I forgot about him. And, his name is Brian Harris. Brian Harris was probably one of the premier linebackers, I want to say in the 80s. Yeah, mid-80s. Brian Harris, that's Selwyn and Chris Harris's brother. Brian Harris would knock you through a train, man. And let's give him a shout out because, man, this guy was the premier linebacker for East St. Louis Senior High School. And like I said, it runs in the family because Selwyn was the offensive tackle on the teams in the 70s. And Chris was the defensive end and split end for Assumption High School. And Brian was the premier linebacker for East St. Louis Senior High School. And like I said, man, he would knock you through a brick building. And he wasn't that big. I want to say maybe 185 pounds, maybe 180 pounds, 185. But he played like he was a solid 200. So let's give Brian his flowers. And so, yeah, Brian Harris, bad, bad dude, man. And let's just name a couple of these guys. I didn't know them. Somebody gave me their names this morning and said they were really, really good in track and field, and they ran at Lansdowne Junior High School. Again, I didn't know them. You probably know them. I heard they were outstanding. So give them a shout out and let them know that they were mentioned on the podcast. Their names are Arthur Reynolds. I heard he was a distance man in track. I heard these guys were outstanding. Arthur Reynolds, you get a shout out. Jerome Carter. Heard he was a great sprinter. Great sprinter. Jerome Carter. Terrence Macon. Great sprinter. Russell Beckley. Great sprinter. Marvin Benton. Distance man. I heard all you guys were outstanding. Juanita Cotton, track lady, distance. I heard you were outstanding, Juanita. And Marcia Bird, sprinter. All of you all deserve a shout. Again, your peers know who you are. So you get a shout out. I heard you all were in the 80s. I'm going to mention you one more time. That's Arthur Reynolds, Jerome Carter, Terrence Macon, Russell Beckley, Marvin Benton, Juanita Cotton, and Marcia Bird. Shout out to you all and congratulations. Thank you for being part of the East St. Louis alumni and some of the greatest athletes to ever play in East St. Louis history. I'm Jay Lamont. I want to thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time. Peace.